On everybody, I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Opinionated, outspoken, informative.
The Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is the Jaguar Journal. I am Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Good morning, everybody. Listen on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area and everybody watching on our YouTube Live and our Facebook Live. Listen, you've had a whole week to stew on it. I'm giving you the first hour. Speak now, forever hold your peace from week zero from Southern versus North Carolina Central. And the MEAC SWAC Challenge in Atlanta. Mike, be sure to put the number in the chat form. You can call in 225-499-1073, 225-499-1073. I'm only taking calls in the first hour. I got guests in the second hour. So you got between now and 8 o'clock. I'm just opening it up. If anybody want to talk about the game last week, I'm popping it off like this, all right? If you want to talk about the game, 225-499-1073. I'm opening the call lines up for the first hour of the show. Second hour, we're going to be breaking down today's game, Southern versus Mississippi Valley on the road in Itabena, Mississippi. Should be a good game. We will hope it's a blowout. In the past, looking at Southern versus Mississippi Valley's history, Southern leads the all-time series 40-9. So let that sink in. 40-9. And we understand, hey, the last coach that fell short to Valley lost his job after the game. 6-0, 2012, Thursday night. Stump Mitchell. I remember it like it was yesterday. It came and it has went. That ultimately gave Dawson Odoms the interim tag. So we do know in the past, Valley can be a team that ultimately can sneak you. They did it to Prairie View a couple years ago, kept Prairie View out of the SWAC championship. They did it to Alabama A&M one game, and especially when the game is at Valley. I believe they beat North Carolina Central. It in a beater. So you cannot go up there sleepwalking. It is a tough place. And I'll break down the game from last week. Once again, I'm giving you guys an opportunity. If you want to call in, speak now, forever hold your peace from week zero. Do not be scared to call in. Talk to me. If it's something that's bothering you, get it off your chest with Dr. Perry White this morning. I'm your Southern Jaguar football psychologist. I will listen to you and what your thoughts are and what you feel happened and what you feel you want to see better. Get it off your chest. Don't hold on to it for another week. I let you marinate on it all week, but if you feel good, that's okay. And I give you my thoughts. Let's get ready to take a break, everybody. And we come back on the other side. We'll continue the conversation more to Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody. We're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. I am Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Good morning. Listen, for everybody on Talk 107.3 FM around the Baton Rouge Capital City area and all our listeners out there and watchers on our YouTube and Facebook Live. Once again, I'm opening up the call lines for the first hour. The second hour, I'm all business. But for the first hour, it's to you. I'm getting you started this morning, getting it off your chest. You get a chance to call in and talk to Dr. Perry White and get it off your chest. I'm just here to listen to you and try to see what can we do. Listen, speak now, forever hold your peace. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Chuck this morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning to everyone. And on this Labor Day weekend, if you're all going to any games, have fun and be safe. But my reason for calling, just to talk about the game last Saturday, I found out a young man from my area, from my neighboring parish, Trey Holly. I'm here in Ouachita Parish, and he's from my Union Parish, from the town of Formerville, Louisiana. And I remember that young man back when he was in high school at a Union Parish High School. He was quite a treat to watch. And his coach, Joe Spadafora, is known for turning out great running backs. The Spadafora has two championships to his credit from 2013 and 2023. And Holly went to three straight state championships. Couldn't get the title, but right after he graduated, that's when they won that 2023 title, beating Sterlington, their district rival. Their rival schools right here in Monroe, like Wassman, Carroll, and Richwood. They've been rivals of these very schools. Sterlington, which is outside of Monroe in Ouachita Parish. But Holly and Christian Mosley of North Carolina Central, they've shown that that running backs still matter. You see in the NFL with Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley, that running backs still matter. And like I said, if in your game plan, like what North Carolina Central did, I didn't go to Southern, but what North Carolina Central did using Christian Mosley, you better, if Holly is carrying you, you better stay with him. This young man, one thing about it, he gives it his best. And you see that was Chucky dolls he has. He's done that since high school. I saw him. That's why I was so accustomed to him. You know, like Tiffany Green and Jay Walker were talking about it, but that wasn't anything new to me seeing him do that. He's short in stature, and he said he had a lot to prove.
You said a lot there.
Yeah.
Trey Holly is Louisiana's all-time leading high school football rusher in the state. So in terms of the running back position, him and Chris Mosley in this ball game that we saw, Chuck, you're right, man. The running backs still do matter, and it is an integral part of the game. I think when you look back at Jackson State last year with Mulligan, it showed
how much that
helps to be able to balance an offense with the passing game, especially from a quarterback. If you don't feel like he can take the games completely under his helm, under control for him, you need that running back to be able to give you that balanced offense that you're looking for. Thank you, Chuck, for a call. I got somebody else behind
you. All right, you take care. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
All right. But, man, Chuck, hey, he give you a lot of information at once. Let's keep the calls going. We got another caller. We got Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry. Hello. Terry, you're live.
Hey, Perry, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, I couldn't wait for this morning, man. You already know that, man. But I see you doing well. Your neck brace off.
Yeah, I heal up very well, man. The wounds don't last too long. And everybody out there, man, we got beat up last Saturday. So on another show, I had to go on, you know, I had to stumble on in there with my injuries of being beat up from last Saturday. But what you got for me, Terry? Talk to me. Southern versus North Carolina Central.
Man, let me tell you something, man. That was just horrible to look at, man. And I'm sitting there going, what happened to the gumbo offense? What a variety. And I'm like, you can't keep just trying to run the ball all day. Okay, I'm glad Trey Hollis did this thing. He's cool. He's good to look at. The young man named Franklin. I mean, it's good to see them, you know, do that. Okay, but where your tight ends at? No wide receiver screens, no running back screens, no tight end screens. It's just a Manila offense, man. And I mean, it's not hard to defend. So it goes back to what the man said from Jackson State when they asked him about or how he felt about the offense.
He said it was the same.
It was the same. So how are we going to win games if you're going to have the same thing? And then you always talk about this gumbo offense. I'm like, no, what kind of gumbo they used to? Because you can't be eating no gumbo in Louisiana. That don't look nothing like, this is just heart-wrenching, man. How are we going to win something? You can't win like that, bro. And then your defense, man, I've never seen Henry Miller defense ever look like that. I don't know what that was. And so what are we doing? I mean, you can't just depend on Givens on defense. Where was everybody else? You playing 10 yards off the receiver. You giving them yards. What was that? So I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a long season if we don't get this thing fixed. I promise you. And I hate to say this, period, I'm going to get off here. If they don't fix it, we're going to go over there to Itabina today and drop an egg. I'm telling you. They're going to have to fix this offense. Can't keep running the same play over and over and over and over and think ain't nobody going to get used to looking at it and not going to stop it. You got to give us something different. And in fact, if it ain't nothing different, you need to find somebody else different that can make it work. Perry, don't get off here, man. Love you, my brother. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you, Terry, man. Appreciate you, brother. 225-499-1073 is the number. So wonder, Chris, where is Chris at? You know, and to hear about those mighty Jaguars and what he say, my, have they fallen, right? Seeing that game last week, Southern versus North Carolina Central. I'm giving you guys the opportunity. Maybe some of you have gotten over it. You say, hey, it's Mississippi Valley today. I've moved past it. Maybe it's something you want to see in today's game. I'm literally giving you the first hour if you want to call in 225-499-1073. I see the comments on our YouTube channel are all over the place in terms of people expressing themselves there, but I know there are people who openly want to express themselves in terms of here on the radio waves. You ain't got to give your name. Some of you, you do want to give your name. Some of you, you don't, but I'm giving you the whole hour to get it off your chest. Talk to Dr. Perry White this morning. I am your Jaguar psychologist. We're going to talk through. We're going to get you through what you feel you saw, what you feel could be done better. I want you to get it off your chest. I really do. I know you guys have had your conversations around the water cooler at work. You guys have had your conversations around the tree in the neighborhood. You've had your conversations at the barbershop in your communities. And you had your conversations amongst yourselves just on the phone with your partners saying, man, what was that? I was in Atlanta. I got a chance to see it firsthand. But at the end of the day, before I speak on it, I want to make sure that you guys speak on it. Who we got on line one? All right, Brent. Good morning, Brent. Welcome to the Jaguar Journal. What you got for me?
P-Dub, what's up, man?
Man, nothing much, man.
I can't call it, man. Look, I tell you what, man. I'm echoing the sentiments of the previous caller and, you know, pretty much what's been said the past week over what we saw over in Atlanta last week. But, man, the coaching decisions as far as clock management, I think the game was lost between the last play of the first half and the first drive of the second half, because there's no way that we should have been in a situation to give up 14 points like that. That way, just from the pooch kick, I have no idea what that was about. We get the lead and we pooch kick and give them field position. And to be honest with you, even had we kicked it deep, our special team coverage was atrocious at that. Special teams was a disaster this past week. And I know Coach Graves kind of mentioned in the press conference that he had had more of an input on special teams. So I guess he was kind of disappointed in that. But, man, that was horrible. That was just not that's not what's up at all, man. And I, you know, P-Dub, you know what we do, man. And I'm telling you, this past week, doing freshman JV's, jamborees, a couple of boys to the jamborees the past, last night and today. Last night and Thursday, man, I saw much, much better special team play and just sound coaching decisions than I did last week. And that's disheartening.
You know, this is the part where, and this is why I'm glad you called in, because what I want to get people to give their input in what they saw. And you saw this on TV, or were you at the game last week?
Well, I saw it on television.
But you watching it on television, you know, aside from the game itself of the X's and O's, what was your thoughts as you was watching this unfold in front of you?
Just disappointment. I was utterly disappointed in the defense. And I think the previous caller mentioned about the DBs playing 10 yards off the ball and then you bailing on top of that. So, man, the quarterback, hell, all he had to do was rise up. And as soon as he gets the ball, get it out to the wideout. And then on top of that, we were missing tackles. So, hell, if you're playing so far off the ball, then you're not making tackles. When you do get to the man, you're just giving up, you're giving up easy yardage. So, yeah, the defense was, it was nowhere near the dog they beat. It looked like a bunch of cats out there to me. So, hey, man, but hey, I'm an optimist. I'm an optimistic person, man. So I do believe that we're gonna make the corrections this past week, and gonna be bounced back over in a today. Now I tell you what, Perry, on the other side of the ball, man, and just going back to the whole situation with Woods. Honestly, the game. You can say Thursday, Friday, whatever the kids, we left to go to Atlanta, man. The game was kind of in limbo then. And I'm saying that from the standpoint of, you know, you got your number one quarterback. You spent all offseason, you know, with this guy. You know, you're thinking, okay, he's going to be the guy. You put the game plan in. And, you know, basically the day before the game, you're forced. And I don't disagree with Coach. The decision he made, because I felt like that was the decision that should have been made when you're talking about the team, you know. So, hey, you got to sit. You sit in, but at the same time, that puts you at a disadvantage, man, because you go from and the young man from Jackson said, I can't think of his name right now, but he did what he could, man. But, you know, so you go from the package that you would have had in for him, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 plays or whatever, just a change of pace quarterback, to that being your entire game plan. And that's not going to get it, man, because once Central realized that he couldn't throw the ball, and, yeah, he had a couple of passes, you know, deep passes that were okay, you know, maybe could have been caught, whatever the case is. But, hey, a couple of times, man, he missed some guys that were open. I saw a couple of times where he just pulled that sucker down and ran. It's like he didn't go through any reads or anything. So that hurt. That hurt. Because, you know, I think we're going to see a different offense out there today with Woods, you know, in the game. And that's our guy who's leading us. Because even when he got in, you could see we got the tight end. We got Fuller the ball. And I think prior to that, I don't even think they had looked Fuller's way. You know, and he's supposed to be a weapon. You know, so my man Frederick, hey, he got his work cut out for him, man. He got to get it done. He got to get it done today. The coaches got it. You know, the kids, we know the kids going to do what they do, but the coaches got to put the kids in position to make plays and do their thing. So I'm looking at, and Coach Miller, man, I saw a shot now. Man, I don't know if I've ever seen a coach, you know, the first game of the season, the first half, you know, you up in the box it's almost a sense of panic. You come down from the box to the sideline after the first half, and it ain't like it made much difference. And, man, I saw one shot up, and I know you've probably seen the little meme that's going on, because I saw some Grambling fans, man, the look on his face, it was like he just had a look on his face like he had seen something, a ghost or something, man. So, hey, Miller, Miller and Frederick, hey, they got to get it done, man. And Coach Graves talks about, you know, he trusts his assistants, and they make decisions and as to who plays and, you know, the call. And that's, hey, I'm with that. Hey, give autonomy to your assistants. That's why you hired them. But at the same time, man, if they're not getting the job done, hey, and it's Valley again, hey, man, I'd hate for it to be another stump thing. I'd hate for it to be another stump thing.
I don't think, Brent.
Yeah, I doubt that Banks is going to go that far. I'm just joking when I say that. But, man, a loss today to Valley, man, that wouldn't be good at all. That's not a good look. That would not be a good look.
Brent, man, thank you for the call this morning, man, and your input, man. I appreciate you.
All right, P-Dub.
All right, everybody, let's get ready to take a break. Remember, if you want to call in, 225-499-1073 is the number, 225-499-1073. Dr. Perry White on with you this morning. I'm your Jaguar psychologist. Call. Let me know how you felt about last week, because you need to get it off your chest as we move forward. Don't be holding that animosity on for the rest of the season. I know some of y'all got it. We got a game day, but get it off your chest today. Let me know. Talk to me. Maybe we can come up with something together with some ideas or build some motivation together. So let's get ready to take a break when we come back. And for my callers on the hold, just hold on. About to take a break, and we'll be right back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM around the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Glad to have you guys on board. Man, as we continue to keep today's show going, listen. The final last week, North Carolina Central 31, Southern 14, ABC, the MEAC-SWAC Challenge. Before I get to the callers, give you a quick breakdown of the game. In this ball game, the tail of the tape, Southern University, 15 first downs. The Jaguars went 2 of 10 on third downs, and they were 2 of 3 on fourth down. On the other side for the Eagles of North Carolina Central, 21 total first downs in this ball game, 6 of 11 on third downs, 1 of 1 on fourth down. Let's look at offense in this ball game for North Carolina Central. 409 yards of total offense, 186 yards passing, 223 on the ground. On the other side for Southern, 337 total yards of offense, only 88 yards passing, 249 yards rushing. North Carolina Central controlled the time of possession in this game, 35 minutes and 6 seconds to Southern, 24 minutes and 54 seconds. Let's look at the tail of the tape of the players. Walker Harris, North Carolina Central starting quarterback, 22 of 27 for 186 yards in this ballgame and a touchdown. Chris Mosley, the game's MVP, 17 carries for 182 yards and a touchdown, average 10 yards a carry in this ballgame. On the other side for Southern, Cameron McCoy got the start, the nod at the quarterback position. He was 9 of 14 for 70 yards, no touchdowns passed, no interceptions thrown. Jalen Woods comes in late in this ballgame, 4 of 5 passing in this one for 18 yards. Trey Holly, of course, the big-time run for Southern for 80 yards, 10 carries for 119 yards, and one touchdown. And Cameron McCoy with his legs, 9 carries, 93 yards for one touchdown, his longest 69 yards in the game. The best receiver in this ballgame was Cam Jefferson, 3 receptions, 23 yards for Southern. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We got a couple callers on the line. Let's go to Damian. Good morning, Damian.
Perry, how's it going?
Going good, man. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Just eating breakfast over here in Virginia and enjoying the show. First off, let me just say that it's great to have you here hosting Jaguar Journal. Just keep us in the loop for what's going on SU.
Now I'm glad to do what I could do, man. You watched the game last week. Your thoughts?
Yes, I did, and honestly, I was not surprised. Initially, I picked us to lose 27-20, but given that Trey Oliver and his boys were more experienced, hey, it showed. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I like Graves. I think he's a really good guy, but to me, and I've said this on Facebook many times, and I've told friends this, he is more of a lieutenant than a general to me. That's just my thought. And in representing Valley State, I saw it in 2012, and I can tell you, the next day after work, a friend of mine who graduated from Hampton University out here, he looked at me and said, 6-0? Yeah, it was that kind of morning for me. I mean, Honestly, I don't think we're gonna promise a Valley State, but you never know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that's the thing about it, you know, as you look at last week, as Coach Graves said in the press conference, we got to look at things critically. We got to be able to make the adjustments and make the changes. And I think, Damien, that is the big thing this week of practice coming into today's game. How do you make those changes? Because anybody know going up to Itabena is definitely set up for what you call a trap game environment. The energy is not always there. It is a tough place to go try to get a victory, especially if you find yourself down to try to pick yourself back up. It can be a tough place. And for Southern, it's uncharted territories because we have not been to Itabena in quite some time. So these players on this team have no idea in terms of representing Southern and going up there to Itabena and finding out what kind of place that is to go play.
True. Yeah, and look at the schedule. Honestly, I picked us to be either a 7-win team or an 8-win team. I mean, Fresno State is an automatic loss. It's an FBS school. And you look at teams like Bama State, FAMU, Jay State, of course, and maybe Prairie View, because Prairie View has a coach from I believe he went to Valdosta State, if I'm not mistaken, in Georgia.
Yeah, he was the head coach last year at Valdosta State. Took him to the D2 National Championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if Graves can make adjustments, hey, power to him. Frederick, too vanilla for me. Too vanilla. Imagine to be a one-dimensional team if you only have 88 yards passing.
Yeah.
You just can't. And Holly, don't transfer. That's all I'm going to say about that. Don't transfer. Stay on the bluff.
But Damien, thank you for the call this morning, man, and always the support of the show, man. We appreciate you for all that you do with supporting us, man.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to another call. And if you want to call in, 225-499-1073. I'm only opening the calls up for the first hour. I got a guest in the second hour. We're going to be talking about breaking down today's game a lot more in detail and looking around the swag. So the first hour is your time to talk to me, Dr. Perry White, this morning, your Jaguar psychologist. Get it off your chest before we move on. Let's go to the phone line. We got Dion on the line. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself? Talk to me.
I'm doing great, man. I was up there at the game. I'm a travel, I'm a following, but man, it started good. It was just like a birthday party, and they forgot the cake.
Oh, that's not man, a good party.
I know, man. It was good. I tell you what, I thought we lost the game in the trenches, man. If you take away those two long runs, we really didn't run the ball well either. Mm-hmm. You know, we had those two long. It's just plain simple, Perry. They were just more physical than us up front. They bullied us. They had a better game plan. They was more physical, and we did not adjust. They took what we gave them. We played off 10, 15 yards. They threw underneath. They didn't do nothing fancy. They just took what we gave them. That's all it was. And I was looking the other night at Alabama State. They play bully football the same way. Mm-hmm. They stay in the trenches. They bullets. So we're going to have to make some adjustments, Perry, and we're going to have to make them quick.
My thoughts with it as well, because, look, the season gets no easier once we move past Valley today, and I think for a staff who ultimately has this game scheduled, this is supposed to be the rebound game, but I think so many people have gotten nervous. And tell me if I'm wrong. When was the last time Southern fans coming into a game against Valley were a little iffy about going into the game against Valley?
Perry, I've been following them a long time, and I never been worried about Mississippi Valley. That's like if you see Southern going up and playing Alabama, you know Alabama checking it. That's a win. That's how we used to do for Valley. We know that's a win. Well, now I'm nervous today. I'm gonna just be honest with you. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm really nervous, you know.
And I think for Southern fans, most of us, we don't want to see what we saw a lot of last year, those shootouts, those, you know, take a win as a win, but as I think for Southern fans, knowing the talent on the team, they want to see a dominating win, especially against an opponent that you're 40-9 against in the all-time series. And you know when it comes to the programs, Southern is ahead against Valley. So, You're looking at, can Southern get on track, and can this be a dominant team that everybody wants them to be? The team that the pollsters have decided to say can win the SWAC West for a second consecutive year and potentially play for a SWAC championship in a Celebration Bowl berth.
That's right, and I tell you what, we got the pieces. I saw some promising moments. I like everybody, like Holly, great. I like Franklin also. I tell you, I like Franklin, man. We got it. We just got to put it together, but we have no time to waste. It's not going to get any easier, and I'm telling you, it's going to start today.
Well, man, I appreciate you giving me a call, Dion, this morning and holding on, man. I thank you for always support, man.
Congrats for your daughter going to the yard, man. Congrats for your daughter going to the yard, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you, man. Yeah, I'm trying to keep the legacy going, man.
All right, man. Keep doing what you do, Pierre.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right,
everybody. Let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, I got callers still calling in, 225-499-1073. I'm going to close these call lines up at the end of this hour. So get it in right now. Take a break. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. Hey everybody, we're back. Good morning. This is the Jaguar Journal. I'm Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area, and everybody watching on our Facebook Live and YouTube. Be sure to go subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us across all social media. Let's go to the phone line. We got CJ on the line. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Perry. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Okay, Perry, we're not all doing good, and we true Jaguar followers, because, look, I'm just going to tell you like it is. This is the same thing that we've been accepting as fans for the last 5 years. We can't do enough to help ourselves for stumbling over our own selves. Every year we have a chance to win the Jaguar Nation over to our side, be proud, be whatever we want them to be, and what we do. We lay an egg. Guys, we got to look at this from the top down. The same one at the top has been the same one that has produced the product that we see on the field right now. I don't have nothing against Coach Gray or none of his coaching staff. But when you got a 360-pound defensive tackle, and when the play is over with, he's flat on his back every play, when we got our number one player on defense in the nation, haven't made one sack, he made one tackle, I think. That was it. The defense was horrible. You can't play 10 yards off a receiver and expect to control the game. And it's the same thing it was on offense. Coach, we just had a flat down, out coach, out prepared, out everything. We didn't come up and show nothing that would represent something that's going to give us a 10-win season.
Yeah.
We're going to win 5 or 6 games this year. The rest of it is going to be very disappointing situation. If this is a disappointing situation in Mississippi Valley today, things are going to be rumbling. I'm just telling you, it ain't going to be a good week. And I just want to say thank you for doing what you're doing. You're a top-notch program. And you go to show you why things are so bad, Perry. Southern University Athletic Department has refused to work with us to help bring about the changes and bring about the things that needed at Southern. They don't want to have anything to do with us, haven't given us nothing, haven't contributed nothing, haven't made nothing, period, in the 25 years that we've been on the air. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. All right, let's keep the call going before I get to the top of the hour. Who we got on the line? Mr. Sergeant, good morning.
Brother Perry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Brother, it's just good to be able to wake up early in the morning and talk to you.
Well, I'm glad to be here, man. Talk to me. What you got? I got about 4 minutes before I get ready to get to my break at the top of the hour. Talk to me.
All right, brother. Then I'm just going to take one, and I'll give you some time to respond. First of all, Perry, one of the things I love about watching you and Scotty is that you guys come up with solutions to problems that are happening. And your solutions also prevent us from running into issues later. After listening to the last call, Perry, man, what does Southern need to do from not just a football perspective, but an athletic perspective on all the sports to really get back on top? Is it money? Is it leadership? Just wanted to get your view on it. And, brother, I hope I see you soon, because I owe you a couple of drinks just to help you get over – the pain of having to deal with being a Southern fan, right? No bet, no disrespect. Listen. After the Orange Blossom Classic, I may be right there drinking with you, and you know I don't drink. Take care, Brother Perry, and thank you.
Oh, man, appreciate the call this morning, man, as always.
All right, peace.
Oh, you know, he's asking my opinion, I guess, on everything with Southern and talking about. I think for us now, Southern did win some championships in the SWAC last year, and I talk about this a lot. It's kind of one of those, it's a slippery slope. But for me, I think we have to reevaluate as a whole. Where do we want to go? And we need a shot in the arm. I continuously say what has happened and what has worked for the brand of Jackson State right now, that they continue to ride the high of whatever it was that Deion Sanders brought in. I'm not saying we got to bring in a Deion Sanders, but what I am saying, it was something of a program and a fan base that was dormant. The only other program and a fan base that can match that is Southern's. That's why no matter what you see on the internet, if it got Jackson State on it, their fans are going to support it. They are eager about it. They are excited about it. They like the energy around their program. They like the energy around their band. They like the energy around their school. Southern right now, we don't seem to have that energy. We're just going through the motions. For those of you who have been supporting it since day one, you still got a love for it. But for everybody else, it's kind of like, And we have to get something past that. We have to create the energy. And I think right now, the energy just isn't there. It is a low. It feels low. And that it comes back with igniting the community, igniting the fan base, and giving people something to be excited about. And I just feel like right now we're going through emotion as a school, as a athletic program, as a football team. It just seems to go through the motion. There's no excitement to it. It's just go through the motion. And I think that's what it is right now. We're going through the motion. How long do I have, Mike? I want to make sure I'm on track. About 2 minutes. We're going through the motion. That's why I keep telling y'all it matters when you get these big games on national television with the bright lights and you got everybody watching. That matters. That's what excites things. That's what get the applications going through the roof at the school because kids watching at home and don't know what the hell Southern is, but because I enjoyed the experience watching on TV, I want to go there. Athletics is the front door to your institution. Ask any successful program. So I just think right now we do not have the energy. I mean, we're doing what we do, and that's okay if that's okay with you. I'm not saying we're bad. We won championships last year, but it's in the sports that people aren't glorifying, which I rightfully understand. It's about football. That's the end-all, be-all when it comes to athletics and the fan base. Everything else is secondary. This is what people are willing to spend their money on. And this is what people willing to support. Got me driving up to Itabena today because I want to support the team. I want to support the Southern brand, and that's why I do this show. So I just think right now we need a shot in the arm. We need something to get Baton Rouge back behind us, get the community back around us, get the region back behind us, and get our national brand back to where it needs to be, and that's Southern University, because I think for many of those that are at Southern University, they still think the name Southern holds some weight, but in the grand scheme of things, it does not. You need a shot in the arm to wake it back up, to get things back going, because it's not what it used to be. And if you continue to look at it through the lenses of the 90s, it's 2025. I just want to put that in perspective. So let's get ready to take a break. I'll come back on the side. My man Zach McKenna from FCS Football Central. We're going to be talking about today's game versus Mississippi Valley and Southern. We're going to look back across the SWAC. Hey, did you guys see Andrew Boddy and UAB? That's Southern's opponent next week, but I hold off and I keep things in front of us. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.